Karina Howard in Perth. How you going there, Sis?
Yeah, hi. It's Karina Abraham Howard.
Hi, oh. Karina Abraham Howard. How yeah. are you? Okay, it's Black hey, Betty Kate. Here and Gav in the studio with you.
Yeah, hi.
Where are you now in Perth? Good. Are you in the CBD?
I'm here in Forest. Yeah, in the CBD, Forest Chase, getting ready. We're just having a bit of a problem setting up our PA system, but we'll be ready to start our speeches here at about, you know, 12:45, around 1 o'clock-ish.
Okay, yeah.
Ready to kick off. I put 12 o'clock start so our mob can start gathering here.
Nice.
So we can, kick off. Got a few good speakers around, our community mob, people from all different levels and walks of life. But, you know, today's about pushing for that change in the date, pushing for the injustices my people have suffered for over the many, many years since colonisation. You know, I'm a survivor. I suffer every single diabetes complication now of chronic disease. I'm at the end of my life, and the only option in life is palliative care. I have end-stage renal failure. So, you know, but I don't let that get me down. I keep my spirit going because somehow we have to in this, this poxy society we live in today, you know, the racism that we still have to endure day by day. I go to my local hospitals here. I get, you know, discriminated because I'm black. So, you know, today's about recognising our true history, standing together in unity, solidarity. And,
I can relate to something you said there. There's one particular hospital that I go to in Melbourne and the racism there is so in your face. It's it makes me not want to go and seek treatment. It actually, if I'm in severe pain with my health condition, I'll put off ringing an ambulance for 4 days and I would rather be in pain in bed than go to that hospital, with their racist nurses and doctors towards me.
I wait till I'm really, really just about half dead. So, you know, one day I'm not going to be able to make it just because of how I feel, how I get feel intimidated attending the emergency department at Fiona Stanley Hospital, you know.
Do you get, here she comes again? Do you get those kind of looks? That's what I get, sis.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Oh, you're not sick. Yeah.
Oh, you're not sick. Oh, you've just had a coffee. Yeah. Oh, you can't be sick. Well, oh, look at you.
I do home hemodialysis. I do my own needles, everything, because I hate the fact of going to the hospital.
Yeah.
But it's very hard. We can't even see our own mob in hospital working, you know.
Yeah, I know.
People don't understand my families that come from country, remote communities.
Yeah.
You know, the lack of understanding and the lack of recognition, you know, so it's got to change. Yeah, it's definitely got to start changing. We only started celebrating Australia Day on the 26th of January in 1994.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not something that can't be done ASAP.
What do you think about changing the date debate? We know that, you know, there's some people just want to abolish Australia Day altogether or they want to change the date. Where do you sit on that?
Well, Karina? I'm one for, you know, well, if they want unity and celebrate a day where the nation comes together, that's where we change the date to come together as that nation.
Yeah.
Reflecting the true history of our country. But I think we actually need a day of mourning as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in this country. We need a proper day of respect for our ancestors that fought the frontier wars, you know.
Yeah.
Look at the environmental issues happening, you know. I fight for country over here. Family fight for country up north. We still get nowhere, you know. Native title divides and conquers my people. You know, I can go on and on with the issues we suffer, but you know, it's about time change has happened.
Yeah.
There's no but, what if, you know, change.
Yeah.
Change the date, I say. That's that small step.
Yeah.
It's not going to change our problems, but that's that small step government like to take with us black fellas, you know.
Yeah.
They build teeny tiny steps, so, yeah.
We're yet to see it. How many mob are down there at the moment? I know it's early and you're just getting set up,
sis. Yeah, we've got a few, probably a couple of hundred here gathering.
Oh, that's great.
Slowly. Yeah, already. Yeah, yeah.
I think we've had about 10,000 attend the Melbourne Rally.
I know.
Which
well,
is
last
just amazing.
Year was the biggest when I took on board organising it here.
Oh, good on
you, Because I want to bring
sis.
Our state. See, we're very divided within our state.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard for our mob from up north to come down here and stand and shout with us in Perth.
That's right. It costs too much money, eh?
Yeah. Just tell them I'm on the phone. Tell them come here. Yeah. I just got the police wanting to touch base with me. So.
Oh, okay. Well, tell them you're on a very important radio interview with 3CR. They can wait.
Yeah.
Just like we've had to wait, all this time.
Yeah, definitely. So, hopefully our crowd gathers here. You know, none of my mob get picked up. That's why I've done the okay in working with our local WA police.
That's important, isn't it, sis, on a day like today? That's right,
because
there's a lot of emotion around.
Yeah, there is. And last year, not one of my mob got picked up because I'd arranged through the proper protocols, you know.
Yeah,
did a white man way for us to start to, you know, stand in unity on a day of mourning for my people. So,
I hear you. Well, I think we better let you go talk the talk with the local coppers. And get the business done. Thank you so much for joining us today, Corinne. We wish you all the best with your health, for one. And keep going. Keep up the fight, sister. Always was, always will be.
Yes, definitely. Always was, always will be. Aboriginal
land.
Thank you very much, sis.
Thank you, folks.